Taylor Swift, 100.7 WHUD. It's Tuesday and 8:45 with Mike and Casey.
Yeah, well, the Taylor Swift fans got quite a little treat last night when they played the Taylor Swift concert in France. Actually, it was Sunday night they played it. The concert in Paris. It was really good, yeah. Oh, and speaking of entertainers, actor Sam Trammell stars in the new Netflix drama Reckoning, and he is riding out the pandemic in L.A.
I'm in Los Angeles, and I've got 28-year-old boys, so, you know, I'm actually very busy during the course of this pandemic, you know, entertaining them and teaching, you know, trying to do homeschooling and all that. I used to live in New York, and I spent some time up at Vassar doing a play one summer, so I think that might be up near you guys.
Oh, absolutely, sure. I used to go to Vassar all the time for the Streakers back in the day.
Yeah, it's such beautiful country up there.
So that was the Powerhouse Theater. I know they canceled it this summer. I mean, it's so many things are being affected by this outbreak.
Yeah, it was the Powerhouse Theater. It's the New York Asian Film Festival, and that's the one. And I lived at Vassar one summer, and it was an amazing play and beautiful train ride and just a really, really relaxing, beautiful area.
All right, well, all the best to your twin sons. I suppose at some point, it starts out, it's kind of fun and a challenge, and after 2 months, you're ready to pull your hair out and run out the door, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm in better shape than I ever was just chasing them and, you know, running around, and they have so much energy. But, yeah, I think we're all ready for this to die down. Hopefully it will.
All right, so people are at home. They're watching Netflix, and they're watching the series that stars you, and it's called Reckoning. Tell us about your character, Leo.
Leo is a guidance counselor, wrestling coach at this high school. He's suspected of being the serial killer who hasn't killed in 7 years. The first show starts off with a killing. And the other main character is a cop who is obsessed with this, catching this serial killer. Shows about this cop and his family and my character and my family. And you see these crimes from two different perspectives, one from the criminal's perspective and one from the cop's. And they're both good and bad. You know, that's the thing, and that's the thing about Netflix, a lot of Netflix shows, a lot of good shows, that there's a lot of gray area, and there's just all kinds of crazy twists and turns, and it's really, you know, not as much of a whodunit as a whydunit. It's a fascinating show and very unique. The writing is so good in the show, and the characters is a really, really well-developed character.
We're talking with Sam Trammell, actor extraordinaire, who stars in Reckoning, now available on Netflix. I had a lot of great high school guidance counselors, but nobody like your character, Leo, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. You never know. Well, you never know what people are doing behind closed doors, huh, or at home.
When we were in middle school, one of our science teachers, he was a very popular teacher, and this is a true story, and then he went back to Pennsylvania on a weekend, and he ended up being charged with a double murder of his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
yeah,
for real.
You know, it's just crazy. It's like you sort of, you know people from a certain, you know, vantage point, but you don't really know everything about everyone. And yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
That is crazy. That should be a TV show.
Well, maybe they heard about it and wrote this about the guidance counselor that turns out to be a serial killer, apparently. So
wow.
Check it out, Reckoning with Sam Trammell. Love talking to him. And, you know, he said he had twin boys. And I said, well, we have twins. My daughter has twins, my grandchildren. I said, did they ever, when they were infants and they were seated next to each other, hold hands? He said, oh, all the time. I said, well, my daughter would walk out of the room, come back, and they'd be holding hands. Mm. We always thought that was so cute. And everybody that I've asked that had twins or are twins, nobody ever heard of that before. And they were always like, oh, that's so sweet. But he said, oh, yeah, absolutely. He says, all the time. They always hold hands. Or, you know, they did when they were infants. So
right. Now they're
eight.
I
love talking to him.
They probably, you know, beat each other up a little.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Sam Trammell, look for him on The Reckoning on Netflix.